The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
All these years, Ronaldo, Tebow, Drew Gooden, Carlos Boozer, they needed excuses. And now a pandemic, that's it. My barber got the COVID. I had to stop halfway through. Half the Kansas City team was in line, but the Super Bowl survived. And check out our paddle. Tinsley back for number two. There you go, rookie.
Back again, baby.
Can you believe that people used to say I looked like Ronaldo throughout my 20s? That Ronaldo.
Look at nothing like the guy.
There's a story behind that haircut. I'll tell you to it in a second. Let's start with the CEO of Kansas City, Clark Hunt. The name Michael Jordan came out of his mouth twice in describing Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is having early success that Michael Jordan never had. I mean, Clark Hunt. I'm going to kiss you. This is how you do a sports talk show. Did he just compare Mahomes to Jordan? And is that okay? Justin Tinsley, around the horn to you.
If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I'm low-key irritated by this. I got Brady on Sunday, and now you bring Michael Jordan into it. It's called The Last Dance, not The First Dance. You know, we still got a few more days for the Super Bowl. Who's next? Ali? Serena? You know, look, all too often in life, we tend to skip to the end of the book without reading all the chapters. I thought Penny Hardaway was going to be the greatest point guard of all time. So with Mahomes, I'm too busy enjoying year four to ever worry about year 10. And Mahomes' comments on the matter shows his mind is in the right place. He's not worried about a decade from now. He's only worried about Sunday, and that's what he can control.
Justin Tinsley, your second around the horn, maybe the most profound statement ever said by a panelist on the show. Quite often in life, we go to the end of the book without reading. Oh, that was beautiful. I'm done with the show. I don't need to do anything else. Oh, Jackie Back, you're here. How are you, Jackie? When you hear Michael Jordan's name come up in this Super Bowl preview about Mahomes, you think what?
I think I'm feeling bad that I watched the end of The Crown first and then went back to the beginning. I guess that doesn't get points on this show. I wish I hadn't done that. I will say this. I think Patrick Mahomes is tremendous, and I think he does have a chance to be maybe the greatest quarterback of all time. But I don't know that yet. And even if I did, why would I compare him to a basketball player who's on the court with four other players, not 10 other players? And by the way, who also has to play offense and defense, by the way, because that's one of the things that made Michael Jordan really, really special was that he was an all-NBA first-team defender as well as one of the greatest scorers ever. I don't want to take anything away from Patrick Mahomes because I think he's in the midst of an incredible career. Yeah. I think it's a disservice to compare him to anybody, including Tom Brady. Why don't we just see where this guy goes and enjoy it? I'm with my new friend, Justin Tinsley.
Israel Gutierrez, where are you on this?
Well, I mean, not only does it not make much sense when you consider that Michael Jordan didn't start winning until year seven or so, right? And Patrick Mahomes went to a Super Bowl in essentially his first year as a starter. Not essentially, his first year as a starter. But if you're looking for comparisons, you've already gone too far by going to another sport. Just go to the other guy in this game. If you exclude the first year of both players where Patrick Mahomes didn't play and Tom Brady didn't play, Tom won three out of his first 4 years. That's better than what Patrick Mahomes would do right now by winning two out of three this year. So let's not jinx him. Let's not start putting that voodoo on him. And who knows what could happen over the next couple of years. I mean, the Patriots, after those first three out of four for Tom Brady, didn't win another one for 9 years. So slow down on the Jordan comparisons. In fact, let's never make the Jordan comparison again.
Hold on a second. You have some nerve, panel. You guys do this professionally at every opportunity. It's like, oh, well, let's bring Jordan into conversation. So allow Hunt to do that. And just to clean up on Isle, Israel Gutierrez, first year as a starter for Mahomes. They made the AFC title game, but they lost in last seconds in overtime to Tom Brady in New England. Now we bring in George. You can be the deciding vote here, George.
Tony, this is a democracy here on Around the Horn, and I'm with the panel. We should ban Michael Jordan comparisons at this point because it feels like it's jumped the shark a little bit here.
Wow.
Look, it's not how you start. It's how you finish. Derek Jeter won 4 championships in his first 5 years, then went 9 years without winning, and he's not the greatest ever, right? If you look at it historically, there are very few that have won very early on and became the greatest. Pele comes to mind in the soccer world, right? I mean, Boris Becker won Wimbledon at 17. He's not the greatest tennis player of all time. You have to look at the totality of this. And I do think Patrick Mahomes, to give him some credit, actually did the right thing here and kind of diffusing some of this stuff. Later on, talking to the media, telling them it's about work ethic and comparing his work ethic to some of these greats. That, to me, is a smart move. Why? Because he knows that this is the stuff we're going to be talking about all day. That's the kid who knows what to say because his dad was a professional athlete.
Okay. I'm hearing what you're putting down, national panel. Michael Jordan is now a banned word on this show, apparently, at least for these 4 panelists. Real quick, how are you having a COVID barbershop days before the Super Bowl? I mean, this is the greatest Super Bowl matchup of all time, Jackie, and they didn't get the test back for the barber until halfway through?
This absolutely blows my mind. You've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars making sure your players are safe, and then you have your entire team lined up for a barber, and you don't wait for the results of the test before he starts cutting hair. You better be glad that Patrick Mahomes was not first in line, because not only would he have a lousy haircut, we'd have a big controversy about this Super Bowl going forward.
Tony, 2 players went on the COVID list because of this situation.
Daniel They've Kilgore. Got to go 5
days
out the photo.
Of negative tests.
Yeah,
5 days of negative tests. What they should have done is taken a page out of Pat Riley's playbook, get the COVID-sniffing dogs, Tony, before anyone gets a haircut.
The famed COVID-sniffing dogs the Miami Heat have. I showed you that picture of Ronaldo, one of the great soccer players of all time. And you said, Israel, that people compared it to you. That haircut he had going into that World Cup was because his knee was destroyed, the likes of which you've never seen for an all-time great soccer player. And he wanted the conversation not to be about his knee, but to be about his hair. And guess what? He had an all-time great World Cup and won the whole thing. History lesson here on the great Ronaldo, a career that was amazing as it was and could have been even better. We move on. Any of you wondering what Brett Favre is thinking right now?
You get paid a ton of money to do a certain job and just do it and let the chips fall where they may. I think we make too much money to voice an opinion, but I'm not saying he's wrong. I think it's a different day and time.
With Minty Betts and Yahoo, Deshaun Watson's agent has responded, quote, Brett should probably stop throwing stones from that glass house he's sitting in, end quote. So I ask again, George, are you wondering what Brett Favre's up to right now?
No, I'm not. And I don't know why we are either, to be honest with you. Maybe we should ban him in this situation as well. Here's the thing. Let's go a little history lesson on Brett Favre. 2005 offseason, he had a wide receiver named Javon Walker from Florida State, who was a fantastic wide receiver at the time, coming off a career season in his 3rd year. He went into a situation, a contract dispute. Brett Favre went out and told everyone in the media, Javon needs to get his butt in camp, et cetera, et cetera. The kid came back game 1, blew out his knee, basically ruined the rest of his career. He only had 1 good season after that. So Brett Favre has a history about talking about other people's money. He needs to stop that. He's lucky I'm not Deshaun Watson's agent, because there would have been some curse words in there, too.
Wow. Israel Gutierrez on Brett Favre and how Deshaun Watson's agent responded.
It's definitely frustrating to hear. It's more frustrating when you hear people piling on, like even Dick Vermeil said this morning on ESPN Radio, that if he wants to make ownership decisions, he should buy a team, which just sounds ridiculous and so out of touch. There's so many reasons why you shouldn't listen to Brett Favre, including the hypocrisy here. But really, he tried to soften it on the back end and said he isn't wrong. This really is Brett Favre sort of dipping a toe into the sports media world and seeing what the reaction is like. I know if I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm not listening to a word he's saying. It's just funny that he's putting himself out there just to point out this exact hypocrisy.
Justin Tinsley?
First of all, he had the freshman year of college blinds behind him. I just want to point that out first.
But
it really sounded like the gunslinger had his Wranglers in a bunch. You know, the last person that needs to be talking about professionalism in the workplace is Brett Favre. You know, but look, Brett's allowed to have an opinion. But if you're going to have an opinion, at least make it a good one. You can't say what you don't like about the guy, right, and then in the very next sentence say, but he's not wrong. And the most problematic thing he said within that entire statement was that Watson makes too much money to voice a frustration. Let me tell you what you never, ever, 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 ever do. You never go shut up and dribble. And that's exactly what it sounded like. You never go shut up and dribble.
And Jackie McMullen.
I've keyed in on the exact same thing, saying he makes too much money to have an opinion. Well, what stopped Brett Favre all those years from having an opinion and doing some other things that were an unwanted opinion, like sending texts of his own private area to reporters that didn't want to see it even a little bit? That's the glass house part. But I think if you get to the crux of it, Tony, it lands here. He mentions the money, and I see this a lot with ex-athletes. I looked it up. The most Brett Favre ever made in a season with his base salary and bonuses was $16.4 million. Pretty good salary, right? Deshaun Watson signed a $154 million salary. That's the crux of this issue. Those ex-athletes look at this and say, he is making all that money. How come I didn't make that money? And if I'm going to make all that money, I wouldn't be complaining. Well, guess what? Yes, you would.
Tinsley back in.
Deshaun Watson has a lot of money, but we hear people all the time who have more money than Deshaun Watson often complain about tax hikes, tax cuts to their money. What he said about Deshaun Watson having too much money and shouldn't voice his frustration, it holds no weight.
And Sedano.
Tony, the funny part here is Brett Favre is complaining about a guy making changes or wanting to make changes. When he went to the Jets, he forced them to change their dress code because he wanted to wear camouflage and it was against the rules with the Jets.
Oh, is that what that was? It was camouflage when he was with the Jets in that thing. I don't know. Forget it. I'm not going to bring that up. Was one banned word used by Justin. It's your second show. You're still getting the hang of it. But you did use a banned word in your answer there. It's a little deduction here. Coming up, we'll talk about the NBA's determination to have this All-Star game. And here's a look at the early fan votes that have come in today. You see that? Durant, the number one. He's ahead of LeBron. Bradley Beal getting some love in the guards in the East as well. By yourself, 2 minutes.
Ban the word ban on this show.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Jared Dudley wrote a book about the bubble last year and winning a championship with the Lakers. And he said the Lakers team were motivated by the disrespect Paul George showed, talking about the Clippers being LA's team. Paul George has since responded, quote, "God bless you, Jared Dudley." George, I go to you for this. Who you got, the author Jared Dudley or the blesser Paul George?
Tony, I'm going to go with the author here, but not because I'm anti-Paul George. I think Paul George is a fantastic basketball player. I think that he's an elite basketball player. He's a great person, too, to my knowledge. Always been very easy to deal with. But what Jared is saying, Tony, is the belief of a lot of guys in that league, okay? Now, whether it's factual or not, I mean, we can go and ask all the different players, but that is the prevailing notion, and sometimes perception is reality.
There was, of course, a banned word in that answer from Mr. Sedano. So a little production here. He doesn't even know what he said. Israel Gutierrez, how about you?
Where did it go all wrong with Paul George? He was the most improved player, but I was like, wow, this kid came out of nowhere. He broke his leg playing for Team USA, and everybody was like, wow, I really hope his...
He re-signed in Oklahoma City initially. Nobody thought he was gonna do that. Now all of a sudden, because he thinks he's confident enough and can win a championship with Kawhi Leonard, that makes everybody hate him. I don't understand where it all went wrong.
I thought you were asking a rhetorical question. You don't understand where it went wrong with Playoff P, the name he gave himself, Israel Gutierrez, and then proceeded
to shoot
it?
Is that it? Just one naming himself? Come on.
Come on. Mr. Tinsley, how about you?
I'm siding with Dudley on this, but Ty Lue had the best quote out of all this when he said, Jared Dudley? A book? You know, so I'm buying it for
what's wrong with that, man?
But not for the PG slander. You know, I'm buying it for that. But, you know, also, too, Paul George is in the midst of an MVP caliber season, but he knows none of this matters comes the playoffs. But I think Dudley, because it adds another wrinkle to this sibling rivalry between the Lakers and the Clippers. Yeah. And now we have an 80-minute Jared Dudley manifesto to go with it.
Hold on a second. Are we making fun of the fact that Jared Dudley, I mean, he's a great talker, wrote a book? How many books combined between Sedano, Gutierrez, and Tinsley right now? Okay, there we go.
0.5.
What, you're in the middle of one? Congratulations on that. But no, we're gonna now, Jack, you've written 6 books, so please go ahead.
So I've known Jared Dudley since he was 18 years old, and he was the very last summer scholarship player added to Boston College because no one thought he could play D1, and then he went on and scored 2,000 career points in college and has had 13 seasons in the NBA. That's why people listen to him. That's why he's famous with his teammates. Guys like him. But I will say this, I loved Paul George's response. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely perfect. If Paul George has learned nothing else, it's this. I'm going to let my play do the talking going forward, and you're going to like what you see. And he's right.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two, the NBA and players agreeing on an all-star game. March 7 is the date. We don't know about fans yet, but it is Atlanta, and they've been allowing fans this year. Game and dunk and three-point competition all the same day to minimize exposure. Early voting we showed you before, here's another look at that. Before the agreement, some players were vocal it shouldn't happen, and here's De'Aaron Fox.
I mean, if I'm gonna be brutally honest, I think it's stupid. You know, if we have to wear masks and do all of this for a regular game, then what's the point of bringing the All-Star game back?
Mm-hmm. Israel Gutierrez, buy or sell this All-Star game.
100% agree with De'Aaron. To me, it's simple. You do the dunk contest remotely, everybody in their own home location. Same with the three-point shooting contest. Save the All-Star game for after the season. Guys will still play on it.
JT?
Yeah, I'm buying it as well. Obviously, the COVID concerns are a very real thing. But here's the thing about Atlanta, too. It's a lot of nightlife temptation down there. Atlanta's wide open, so I don't even want to run the risk of that happening. And also, who wants to see a dunk contest and three-point contest in an empty gym? Just cancel the game, donate the money to some charity, and honestly, make that arena a vaccination site.
Jackie McMullen.
Let me tell you who wants to see the dunk and the three-point shot contest in an empty gym. They're called Turner Sports. And guess where they're based? In Atlanta, Georgia. That is why this All-Star game is going to happen, because they're trying to make good with their TV partners, just like when the NBA wanted to start the season in January, and an ESPN and others said, oh, we'd much prefer it before Christmas. This is all about TV revenue and the almighty dollar.
George Dano.
Tony, the shocking part, and I do agree with De'Aaron Fox, the shocking part of all of this is that the NBA, this is the league that went into a bubble, right, and did everything right, and now this idea just doesn't seem at all in line with the way that they have done business in the past. That, to me, is the most shocking thing. It feels like this should be coming out of the Major League Baseball office for whatever reason.
Buy or sell three, things to do on the bench during a blowout. We've seen the bottle game before. We've seen guys wearing slides, and last night... Bucks were up 28. Giannis decided to get some photography in. Said he was shooting pictures of his brother. Buy or sell, Justin?
I'll buy it. You know, you don't want somebody celebrating. Don't get blown out. You know, it's just as simple as that. But for the Bucks, they're the Clippers of the East. None of this matters until the playoffs. And look, don't go barking up a tree that could potentially fall on you. You might see this team come playoffs, and they might not forget
Jackie.
That.
Yeah, I buy it too. I think it's innocent enough. I didn't even mind the bottle game until it rolled onto the court in an affected play. When it doesn't, it's good fun. I'm good with
Madonna.
It.
Yeah, I'm buying, Tony. It's all about fun. Although Giannis should be taking pictures of his free throw form right now.
Yo!
That also should be something.
Oh, okay. And Gutierrez.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Look, there's not fans to interact with. There's not other ways to keep you busy when you're on the bench in a blowout. it seemed pretty innocent. It's kind of silly that anybody's making a big deal out of it.
Israel Pair is looking great today. I don't know if the lighting is popping or whatever. It's just wonderful. Silver Fox. And Mr. Tinsley, oh, your second show gets a little bit tougher, huh? 34 points, though. Well done today. We'll see you next time. Jackie Mack, George Sedano. That's our showdown in 2 minutes.
Awesome.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The week in lane violations. Kyrie Irving got some steps in. This is a huge refereeing error, but since TLC missed the bunny, it didn't matter. And then last night, Porzingis. Look at this. Are you blaming the refs for missing it or crediting Porzingis for getting away with it, George?
Tony, I'm blaming the refs on this one. At NBA official, let's go. These are the basic things. Luckily, ball don't lie, particularly in the Kyrie situation.
Ooh, you're not kidding.
You know, it's funny, though, because it almost seemed like both Porzingis and the ref thought, oh, wait, yeah, that's wrong, but let's just keep going. It was the craziest thing to me because Porzingis is so long, you could almost believe that the ref didn't see it. You could almost
use
that argument.
You can't miss it. It's like a giraffe walking by you. I mean,
but he's behind the wall. He's behind the stanchion.
He's
the
huge.
Ref always didn't see it.
Arkansas head coach Eric Musselman gave a pregame speech yesterday before their game. Listen to this.
So, tonight, we have to be like UPS, okay? We have to deliver. Everybody got it. We got to come through tonight. We have got to deliver. Open it up, man.
All right, so he's wearing the UPS outfit. He's
defense
delivering.
Rebound.
There was 100 rebounding signs placed everywhere on campus, and it worked. They won, out-rebounded Mississippi State. Cheesy good, cheesy bad, Jack.
I love Eric Musselman. Cheesy good. There was another time during the season he started passing out carrots to his players because he wanted to let them know that all eyes were on them for an interstate game. I love that stuff.
Cheesy good, Tony. Kids have real bad attention at this stage of their lives. So, you know, whatever to get their attention to focus on their role, go do it. They're 14-5 and fourth in the SEC.
George Sedano, you got our attention for 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Thank you, Tony. The Golden Globes are coming up, and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are going to be hosting again, virtually distant, of course. But it gives me an opportunity to tell you the hottest take I've ever had, which is Parks and Rec is a better show than The Office. And I'm going to list three reasons why.
Ooh.
Number one, Leslie Knope is a better leader than Michael Scott. That seems obvious. Number two, Pam and Jim. Just get over it already. Like, let's go. Figure this thing out. It just got drawn out. And then, of course, the amount of characters, way less characters, better storylines with Parks and Rec. Come at me in my mentions, at Sedano.
A liquid hot magma take from Sedano.
Come on,
look at the panel's reaction.
They don't agree.
I thought I knew you, George.
Church